This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda vows to wipe out corruption. World Blood Donor Day being observed today, organizing various programs. And India and Pakistan evacuate thousands of people as Cyclone Biparjoy looms. Now, the news in detail. President Ramchandra Paudil has been discharged from hospital after routine checkups and treatment. Executive Director of Martyr Gangalal National Heart Center, Dr. Chandramani Adhikari, informed that President Paudil has been discharged this morning from the hospital after a health examination followed by 24-hour observation. Dr. Adhikari further informed that the health status of the president is normal. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has said that the government's positive initiatives in favour of the people have created fear among anti-people forces. While receiving a memorandum from a delegation of the Press Centre Nepal at his official residence in Balwatar today, the Prime Minister Dahal stressed the need of resisting the culture of protesting and the government's commendable action. Through the memorandum, the Press Centre has drawn the government's attention towards several issues facing the country, people and working journalists. Likewise, addressing a memorial program organized at the CPN Maoist Centre Party Office Paris Tada today on the occasion of the 4th death anniversary of former minister and party leader Thaniram D.R. Paudil, Prime Minister and Party Chair Dahal reiterated that the government is moving ahead in a steadfast way to maintain good governance. Prime Minister Dahal has said no compromises would be made in corruption control efforts as the government is tough on this matter. Similarly, party's senior vice chair and deputy prime minister and home minister Narayan Kaji Shrestha said it is the responsibility of all to make the government successful under any circumstances. Stressing the need of expediting the journey towards prosperity, he insisted that the present government should be successful in fulfilling the public aspirations. Vice Chair Duo Pampha Bhusal and Agni Prasad Sapkota, General Secretary Dev Prasad Garang, Deputy General Secretary Haribol Gajurel and Giriraj Mani Pokhrel, among other leaders, paid tributes to the late Thaniram Paudil on the occasion. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has reached Dang today to take part in the Nepal Sanskrit University 5th Convocation Ceremony at Beljundi. The convocation is being held after 12 years. According to the University Vice Chancellor, Professor Dr. Yadav Prakash Lamichani, 575 students will be graduating on the occasion. Discussions with the complainants who filed complaints against the proposed Chief Justice have started in the Parliamentary Hearing Committee. Out of 29 people who filed complaints against the proposed Chief Justice, 23 complainants participated in today's meeting of the committee. Pashupati Samsar Jangabahadur Rana, who presided over the meeting as a senior member, informed that considering the seriousness of the complaint, the discussion would be carried out on complaints of a general nature first. Earlier in the meeting, a committee member and parliamentarian, Janardhan Sharma Prabhakar, emphasized that as the complaints are of different natures, instead of discussing all the complaints together, the complaints of the same nature should be discussed together. Parliamentarian Mahesh Bartaula stated that the complaints came as expected and expressed the opinion that the discussion should be carried out only after looking at the issue's need and depth. He said that since some of the complaints are political in nature, they should be discussed in different ways. World Blood Donor Day is being observed in Nepal by organizing several public awareness programs today. Countries around the world celebrate June 14 every year as World Blood Donor Day. On the occasion, several programs are being organized to raise public awareness of the need for safe blood and blood products and to thank voluntary unpaid blood donors for their life-saving gifts of blood. This year, World Blood Donor Day is being celebrated with the theme Give Blood, Give Plasma, Share Life, Share Often. On the occasion, the Blood Donors Association of Nepal, along with the various organizations and hospitals, are organizing public sanitization, donor motivation and blood donation programs throughout the country today. June 14 is celebrated as World Blood Donor Day every year, coinciding with the birthday of scientist Karl Landsteiner, who discovered the group of human blood. The first Blood Donor Day was observed in 2004. Nepali Congress has designated its Vice President Purna Bahadur Khadka as the acting president. Khadka is also the chief of the Central Policy, Research and Training Academy of the party. Nepali Congress Party Office Chief Secretary Krishna Prasad Paudel informed that President Sher Bahadur Deoba has designated Khadka as the acting president in his absence as per the party statute. Nepali Congress President and former Prime Minister Deoba is in Singapore for a routine health follow-up. Khadka would take charge of the party as acting president until the return of party president Deoba. 71 heritages damaged by the 2015 April earthquake in the Pasupatinath area have been restored. Deputy Director of the Pasupati Area Development Trust, Dr. Ghanasyam Khatiwada, said the rebuilding of the other three structures is going on. The area falls on the UNESCO World Heritage List. However, 16 heritages are still awaiting the rebuilding works to kick off. 90 heritages in the Pasupati area were damaged by the earthquake. The Beni Jomsom Road, which connects the Mustang district to the National Highway in the northern region, has been blocked due to a recent flood incident. Last night, the flood washed away the culvert in Annapurna Rural Municipality 2, Burung Tatapani of Magdi, rendering the road inaccessible. The chairperson of Annapurna Rural Municipality, Bharat Kumar Pun, confirmed that the direct vehicular movement along the Beni Jomsom Road has been disrupted. It is important to mention that the Beni Jomsom Road, spanning 76 kilometers, is currently undergoing upgrades as part of the Kaligandaki Corridor Road project. The project supervisor, Indra Singh Sherchan, states that efforts are underway to restore road traffic by deploying heavy equipment. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Tens of thousands of people have been evacuated in India and Pakistan as parts of the country's brace for an extremely severe cyclone to hit on Thursday evening. Biparjoy, a cyclone over the Arabian Sea, is forecast to make landfall in Kutch in the western Indian state of Gujarat. In Pakistan, the storm is expected to hit the coast of Sindh province and affect parts of Karachi city. Seven people have died in India amid heavy rains. People have been told to avoid using beaches and fishermen have been asked not to venture into sea. Several parts of the neighboring Maharashtra state in India have also witnessed heavy rains and high tidal waves. In Pakistan, the National Disaster Management Authority said it will evacuate nearly 100,000 people by today, moving them to temporary shelters and relief camps. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi province along with the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in some places of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and at few places in Madhes province and hilly region of the rest of the country today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi province along with the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in some places of Kosi province and hilly regions of Bagmati and Gandaki province and in one or two places of Madhes province and hilly regions of the rest of the country. There is a partial influence of a low-pressure system over Bihar, India, as well as westerly winds over the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 18.8 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 30.8 degrees Celsius with 49.2 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda vows to wipe out corruption. World Blood Donor Day being observed today, organizing various programs. And India and Pakistan evacuate thousands of people as Cyclone Biparjoy looms. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.